There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. To think that I was failing at being quote-unquote spiritual because I wasn't meditating enough or because I'd forget the full moon sometimes or skip my journal for the week. But what if the real magic isn't about doing more or daily? It's about remembering what's already happening. You can bring planetary magic into a single moment. Lighting a candle and saying, "Today I move with Mars," or writing your gratitude list under Jupiter's sky, taking a slow bath for Venus on a Friday, or resting without guilt for the moon on a Monday. Yeah, you don't have to do it all though. You just have to notice it all in your own way, however your own rhythm, your own day-to-day looks like. Because even when you're too busy or too tired, or just life is life, you're human, you're still in rhythm. You're still part of the same sky our ancestors looked up at, and that rhythm never stops holding you. So maybe this week, instead of trying to get it all together, just choose to move with the energy of the day. Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's Witchy Wednesday is for anyone who's felt maybe a little too busy to be witchy, or too tired for a ritual, or just, you know, a little too human to keep up with the moon. We all have those days. This one's about remembering that magic doesn't have to be elaborate. It's in rhythm, not routine. It's about syncing with the planets that already govern our days and finding out little ways to align with them in modern life. So take a breath. Whatever day you're listening on, the planets are already holding space for you. And this is just fun, a fun belief that some people hold, that you might be entertained by, or you might believe it, but let's bring a little of that rhythm back, the planetary rhythm. There's a reason each day of the week is ruled by a planet. Monday by the moon, Tuesday by Mars, Wednesday by Mercury, and so on. So this isn't just ancient astrology trivia. It's a reminder that each day already happens to carry a unique energy that we can lean into. Even if you have a 9-to-5, or you're running errands, or you gotta pick up the kids, no matter what your day is today, you can still work with these energies, obviously, in tiny ways. And again, this is fun, but also to help you be more intentional in your day, bring more awareness into your day, and then through intention, through awareness, through simple moments, we can work with these energies in tiny ways for fun. Before we dive deeper though, a little life update. So I finally posted another Substack piece this week. This one's definitely longer, and boy did I pour my heart and soul into it. That's the way we like Substack to be though. It feels like a safe space and my kind of space out of most all the social media platforms for sure. But this one is called In and Out of Spirituality. It's the Substack version of what I shared on the podcast, and it's a reflection on how my relationship with spirituality has shifted over the years. The soft seasons, the skeptical ones, and the moments of rediscovery in between. And so it's basically the written version of what I tell you if we were sitting together with tea or wine. So my Substack is Raquel Mantra, RaquelleMantra. I hope you enjoy it. Maybe subscribe if you like it, and let's connect there too. I love connecting with a whole new world over there right now. It's so exciting. Anyway, before we go any further, of course, it is Witchy Wednesday. So we got to do our Witchy Wednesday ritual of pulling a card for us today. Today, I'm using the Wild Unknown deck by Kim Kranz. Now, do you remember Kim Kranz? I had a magical episode with her back in July of 2022. I was fangirling. This was so exciting because I love her deck, and she talks all about creating tarot decks and tapping into the creative zone. And so that conversation was so fun and inspiring, and I'll link it in the show notes if you want to revisit it. But for now, let's draw a card for the collective. Ooh, we got the Mother of Cups. Let's see, page 99, insightful, psychic. The Mother of Cups rivals the High Priestess with her natural psychic abilities. She's a gentle, tranquil woman whose insights bring healing to those around her. She thrives when amidst her family, the arts and music or beauty of any kind. Like a true swan, when the Mother of Cups is pushed, she becomes aggressive and defensive. She'll commonly see herself as the victim when distressed in a situation. Okay. So if you're here, maybe the message is trust your inner tides, trust the subtle shifts, trust what your emotions are trying to tell you. The Mother of Cups seems to show us that when we're ready to honor our inner waters again, oh, they will be honored. Now, with that said, let's jump into our episode today, which I find to be a very unique topic that I've always kind of known about, but it was never at the forefront of my mind. Yet, with all the chaos in my life, I've wanted to hold on to theories and systems and practices and beliefs that make the day-to-day feel very connected with something greater and the universe. And before calendars and clocks, there was only rhythm, the quiet guidance of the sky, right? Our ancestors didn't live by digital reminders or inbox notifications. Like, they lived by light, by tide, by intuition. The sun rose, the moon glowed, and life simply moved in a steady cosmic pulse. So each visible planet, from our radiant sun to slow, wise Saturn, carried its own signature. Over time, people started noticing patterns in how certain days felt more inspired or more active or more restful. And that rhythm eventually shaped what became our modern week. So you can still hear those planets whispering through the days if you really listen closely, they say. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine, or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. So, Monday is Moon's Day, Tuesday, Mars Day, Wednesday, Mercury's Day, Thursday, Jupiter's Day, Friday, Venus's Day, Saturday, Saturn's Day, and Sunday, the Sun's Day. It's wild that even now in 2025, with all our smart devices and self-checkout lines, that we're still unconsciously following a calendar born from the cosmos. It's kind of like the planets are just quietly saying, hey, don't forget us, remember us, every time we check our planners, right? You can see it that way if you want. And honestly, this rhythm has changed how I view my own week, especially lately with how full life's felt, because between real estate, creative projects, and just trying to remember to eat healthier, and not whatever my boyfriend wants to DoorDash, the idea of ritual sometimes feels out of reach. But that's the beauty of planetary days. You don't have to do more. You just have to notice more, right? So for example, let's take Monday. Everyone jokes about the Monday blues, right? Or you got a case of the Mondays. Like, it's this universal day of dread, it seems. But when you realize Monday belongs to the moon, it makes so much sense why we're all a little emotional that day. We want to be a little slower, even though we're supposed to move fast, supposedly, in this modern age. The moon invites reflection, not spreadsheets. It's literally saying, hey, please ease in. And of course, not all of us have a career that allows for us to not look at spreadsheets on a Monday, but we can still allow ourselves to ease in, right? Instead of fighting it. Treat Monday like a soft landing or a day to check in with yourself. Reset your nervous system. Coffee in silence counts as a ritual. Maybe wake up a little earlier so you have that time for yourself to start your week. But again, even hitting the snooze button can be sacred, right? Hence why Magic Mondays are for softness, for slowness. I love to share something heartfelt for the soul. And then of course Tuesday, as Tuesday rolls in, that's Mars Day. And suddenly there's a spark, there's motivation. And as motivation shows up again, we've got Action Day. I'll send the emails, make the calls, cross things off my lists. And so it's funny how energy naturally lines up once you stop labeling yourself as inconsistent and start realizing you're cyclical. Wednesday, Mercury's Day. That's when conversations flow. So witchy Wednesday, podcast days, writing days, days to share and connect. I posted my new Substack on a Wednesday to communicate. And it's such a Mercury move that this podcast and my Substack, middle of the week, communication is literally the assignment for all of us. Put yourself out there. Send that note you've had in mind to share to your friend or to your boss. Maybe today's the day to ask for that raise. Maybe not during Mercury retrograde. I don't know. But communication day, it can be the day that you save for those hard talks or what needs to be said, right? Of course, sometimes that's going to land on a Monday, even a Sunday. But if it's something that you can plan out, why not? Why not? Then Thursday, Jupiter's day, the day of expansion and abundance and saying yes to what wants to grow in your life. So you can see it as the big picture planet, right? Or it's a teacher, a sage, a cosmic cheerleader. It's encouraging you to think beyond your limits. Your ideas for the day, they might feel bigger, or your conversations may naturally drift toward philosophy or meaning or future plans. Synchronicities also may feel a little louder. And by the time Friday hits, Venus has entered the chat and you can just feel it. Everyone suddenly wants to go out, dress cute, light a candle, have a glass of wine, flirt with life again. Venus reminds us pleasure is productive too, right? And then Saturday, Saturn's day, the misunderstood one. Because Saturn does love structure, so it's a day for getting grounded, cleaning, paying the bills, preparing for the next cycle. I weirdly find it satisfying now to do a little tidy up on a Saturday. It's like a cosmic tidy up. And then by Sunday, which is ruled by the sun, the day of warmth and joy and illumination is not just a day off, it's a day to reconnect with what lights you up. I like to think of it as charging my inner solar battery before the moon takes over again. And so when you start noticing these patterns, life begins to feel less like an endless treadmill and more like a wave you're riding. And then you start to realize, oh, I'm not inconsistent. I'm just in rhythm. Planetary days aren't about forcing a vibe, right? They're just about noticing an undercurrent even when your surface level mood is doing something totally different. So think planetary energy like weather. It sets the tone. The weather is the backdrop, but your internal forecast doesn't always have to match the sky, right? You can have a cloudy day on a bright Thursday, or you can feel heavy on a Venus-ruled Friday, or you can be exhausted on a Mars-driven Tuesday. And that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It just means you're human, and planetary days, they're not mandates, right? They're just invitations, something to notice. They simply just whisper, not insist. Nothing to take too seriously. Truly, truly, obviously. The universe was never asking me to be the same every day. It was just asking me to listen. And in this new season of my life where everything's fuller and faster, this awareness has become my anchor for fun. Because when I forget, or when I get caught in the noise, I can still look up and remember that, hey, time itself is sacred. And I'm allowed to move through it in my own orbit. And so now that we've remembered this ancient rhythm, the one our ancestors lived by, let's bring it back down to earth, into our coffee cups and our inboxes and our commutes and our calendars, our modern day. Because if you're anything like me lately, like the juggling the deadlines, the dog walks, the phone calls, and spontaneous bursts of energy at 8 p.m., it's not always easy to carve out an hour for ritual. And honestly, it doesn't have to be that serious because magic doesn't ask you to change your life. It just asks you to notice it. And that's why I love planetary days. They make spirituality livable and they meet you in your reality. And you can wake up, look at the day of the week, and instantly know the theme and the energy and the medicine of the day. And so once you know that, you can sprinkle little moments of alignment into what you're already doing. So you got Monday, Moon's Day. The moon rules emotions, intuition, reflection. Like I said before, I'm just repeating. Instead of fighting the Monday sluggishness, lean into it. Maybe make your coffee slowly, without scrolling, wearing something cozy. Check in with your emotional weather before your email inbox. Even giving your permission to move softly. That's lunar magic. It's not laziness, it's rhythm. Allow your Mondays to start slower. And then Tuesdays, you're already in the rhythm, you're on the go. Because of Monday, Mars brings action, courage, and confidence. So if Monday you tuned in and then you took on the day, well, Tuesday you're still turned on. So send that text, make that call. Take one bold step towards something that's been sitting on your list. Mars energy loves momentum, even if it's small. And if you feel frustration that day, then that's Mars too, right? It's just wants to move. So move it, walk it out, shake it off. And then Wednesday, Mercury's day. Remember, Mercury is the messenger, so this day is made for writing and teaching and speaking and sharing, so you can batch this day for your writing days or for your communication tech days to update your website or whatever it is. Even just catching up on communication on your emails that you've been putting off. You can perhaps set an hour of time towards the end of the workday to be like, oh yeah, I still have yet to respond to this person. That's what I'm going to do every Wednesday, is to make sure to catch up to who I have not responded to. And it's also a great day for learning something new. And because Mercury rules the mind, it's the perfect reminder to observe your thoughts. Are they supporting you or spiraling you? Maybe this is the day you choose to, if you can't do it every day of the week, you communicate with yourself, the universe, you journal. Some form of understanding what's going on. Notice the stories that you tell yourself. Reframe them with intention. Mercury loves honesty and clarity. Then, of course, Jupiter Day, Thursday. Jupiter is abundance, it's growth, it's optimism and faith. It's the energy of the big picture. So Thursday is the day to dream expansively and to journal about what's next and to practice gratitude. It's a great time to have that brainstorming meeting or say yes to something that excites you. Jupiter reminds you that expansion doesn't come from hustling harder. It comes from trusting that you're already supported. And then that leads us again, Friday. I'm reminding you, Venus Day, the vibe shift. By Friday, we crave beauty and softness. Venus is like, yes, please, light that candle, wear the perfume for yourself, make your dinner look like an art. Even if it's leftovers, send a love note or text something kind to someone. Venus teaches that pleasure isn't frivolous, it's a nourishment. And when you honor beauty, you honor the divine. And then Saturday, obviously, it's in the name, Saturn's Day. Saturn gets a bad rep, right? But it's really the wise elder of the cosmos. It's about boundaries and structure and integrity. It's not punishment. This is the day to clean your space, like I said. Plan your week. Get your financial goals set, or simply reflect on what's working and what's not. Structure creates safety, and safety creates freedom, right? So Saturn gives you that day. Saturday gives you that whole day to help you build the container that your magic can live in. Then Sunday, Sun's Day, the center, the light, the life force. Sunday is for joy, expression, and renewal. So spend time outside, do something that recharges you. Don't treat it like the day before Monday, right? Treat it as your day with the sun. What makes you feel the most alive? And do that. When you start aligning small moments with these energies, you realize how natural magic really is. It's not about lighting incense at the perfect time. It's about lighting up yourself. It's about lifestyle of awareness. So whether it's a candle or a color you wear or a mantra or just a mindset shift, you're practicing witchcraft in its truest form, living intentionally in rhythm with something greater than yourself. I used to think that I was failing at being quote-unquote spiritual because I wasn't meditating enough, or because I'd forget the full moon sometimes or skip my journal for the week. But what if the real magic isn't about doing more or daily? It's about remembering what's already happening. You can bring planetary magic into a single moment. Lighting a candle and saying, today I move with Mars. Or writing your gratitude list under Jupiter's sky. Taking a slow bath for Venus on a Friday. Or resting without guilt for the moon on a Monday. Yeah, you don't have to do it all though. You just have to notice it all in your own way, however your own rhythm, your own day-to-day looks like. Because even when you're too busy or too tired, or just life is life, you're human, you're still in rhythm. You're still part of the same sky our ancestors looked up at. And that rhythm never stops holding you. So maybe this week, instead of trying to get it all together, just choose to move with the energy of the day. Monday, softness. Tuesday, courage. Wednesday, expression. Thursday, faith. Friday, beauty. Saturday, grounding. Sunday, joy. That's it. That's the rhythm. And before we close, I just want to say thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, and for weaving your own kind of magic into the space. Don't forget to tune in to Witchy Wednesday every Wednesday each week. Follow me on Substack and Instagram at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. I have a new Substack up, which is exciting. And with that said, I'll connect with you Friday for Freaky Friday. Until next time, may your Wednesdays be mercurial, your Fridays Venusian, and your Sundays filled with sunlight. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.